Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Cal Fire releases report of 4th of July task force efforts. California Mid-State Fair opening Wednesday this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 63 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, quartz, marble, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released the results of its 4th of July operational and enforcement efforts for the holiday. All fireworks enforcement actions reported by CAL FIRE were conducted by CAL FIRE law enforcement offices assigned to the CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Prevention Bureau. The efforts were conducted in coordination with the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office and local public safety partners to help keep communities safe over the weekend. CAL FIRE law enforcement officers responded to 26 fireworks-related incidents and issued 5 criminal citations with 230 public contacts. No significant fires were reported. Overall, CAL FIRE says they observed fewer fireworks-related emergencies than in prior years. Phase 2 of the Creston Road and Construction Project will begin today from Niblick Road to just past Orchard Drive. Improvements include roadway rehabilitation and paving, utility upgrades, new sidewalks and ADA improvements, and a roundabout at Rolling Hills. To expedite the roundabout process, Public Works says Rolling Hills Road will be closed to through traffic from Creston Road to Golden Hill, with access from Golden Hill for residents and the Children's Academy Montessori only. Creston Road is expected to remain open to traffic in both directions throughout the project, with lane adjustments and traffic controls as necessary. The full scope of the project will go through fall 2028. Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvement Project costs approximately $17.8 million. California Mid-State Fair opening this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The California Mid-State Fair starts this week on July 15th and will run through July 26th. At 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday will be the F4H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show, followed by the Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show. Opening ceremonies for the fair start at 3:45 p.m. The fair and its exhibits will officially open its gates at 4 p.m. Opening day features free rides all day and night. The Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant starts at 6 p.m. on the Frontier Stage. In the Chumash Grandstand Arena on Wednesday will be Old Dominion with Dasha and Annie Bosco. The County Sheriff's Office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a phone scam. In these scams, callers falsely claim to be from a law enforcement agency and tell victims they have an outstanding arrest warrant. The scammers then demand payment via Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, or other money transfer services to clear the warrant. Scammers may also spoof their phone number so it displays as a law enforcement agency or government office. The sheriff's office reminds residents that they will never call or demand a payment over the phone to resolve a warrant or a criminal matter. If you receive one of these calls, hang up immediately. Do not send money or provide personal or financial information, and report it to your local law enforcement agency. If you are unsure about the nature of a call, contact the agency directly using a publicly listed number. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. On tomorrow's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Sun. On the council's public hearings is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at 5905 East Mall at the Atascadero Senior Center. The second public hearing is an annual military equipment report. Per California law, the city is required to review and approve any and all military equipment by law enforcement agencies. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. North County Dance Foundation will be holding auditions for its 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker in August. Since its debut in 1996, The Nutcracker has become one of Paso Robles' most cherished holiday traditions. Auditions are open to dancers ages 6 and older, welcoming both adults and children. They'll be held Saturday, August 22nd, at Class Act Dance Studio in Paso Robles. An information meeting will be held August 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the studio. Performances will be in early December at the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly. Families interested in auditions are encouraged to complete the online required audition registration form found at ncdpaf.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Blue Jays 5-4, the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 5-3, the Giants beat the Rockies 3-1, the White Sox over the Athletics 9-1, the Twins beat the Angels 4-2, the Yankees over the Nationals 5-3. Tonight, no games will be played. Tomorrow is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. In California news, a wildfire sparked Friday afternoon in northern Los Angeles County near Pinyon Hills. The area has about 72,000 people in its population. The fires reached over 2,700 acres as of this morning, with about 30% containment. The American Red Cross has opened up a shelter at the YMCA in Los Angeles County. Another fire erupted Saturday afternoon off Highway 49, about 2 miles northeast of Loyalton in Northern California. The fire has grown to over 6,000 acres and was only at 5% containment yesterday. Evacuation orders and warnings have been issued for some areas close to the blaze. Fire officials say there is currently no threat to the community of Loyalton. Meta, the parent company for Instagram and Facebook, has appealed the verdict of a landmark court case in Los Angeles. The jury found that social media platforms were a substantial factor in causing harm to children and that the design of the apps deliberately caused harm to its user base. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is making some pretty significant improvements to its disaster assistance and commodity loan programs. Last week, the USDA's Farm Service Agency announced it's enhancing the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, along with the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, Livestock Indemnity Program, and even the Tree Assistance Program. It says key updates include expanded eligibility and higher payments for losses, lower drought thresholds for forage assistance, and increased predation compensation. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said, as we celebrate our nation's 250th birthday, we also celebrate all of our important farmers and ranchers. She said, the Trump administration is committed to ensuring the economic success of producers who rely on a strong safety net when natural disasters impact their infrastructure or when market prices affect their profitability. FSA is also increasing marketing assistant loan rates to help improve farmers' cash flow and marketing flexibility. For all the details, please contact your local USDA service center.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. As the New World screwworm expands into the U.S. from Mexico, California's pest exclusion leaders already have developed a response plan that includes trapping and education. The flesh-eating parasite, which was confirmed in one dog in New Mexico and more than two dozen cattle, sheep, and goats in Texas in June, has yet to be found in California. But Alec Cherry, a University of California Riverside veterinary entomology professor and cooperative extension specialist, said producers should prepare now for the pest's potential arrival by becoming familiar with identification and prevention. We haven't had these screwworms in the U.S. for so long that we've forgotten what we need to watch for, he said. Animal producers at this point should be learning about screwworm and how to identify it and how to protect their animals from it. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies Sunday and Monday. 103 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, upper 80s Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, 92 a week from today. A heat advisory continues to be in effect until 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Then, starting Tuesday morning, an extreme heat watch will be in effect through Thursday evening. Temperatures over 100 are expected Wednesday for parts of San Luis Obispo County. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Jeep's parent company Stellantis is showing more signs of reviving its business. Second quarter shipments of cars and trucks were up 10%, helped by new models. SK Hynix, the South Korean memory chip maker, jumped more than 12% in its NASDAQ debut on Friday, but today sellers pushed the stock down more than 15% in trading in Seoul. Apple is suing artificial intelligence developer OpenAI, accusing it of stealing trade secrets to develop its own devices. The lawsuit claims OpenAI hired two former Apple employees to obtain confidential information. The spokesperson for OpenAI says it has no interest in other companies' trade secrets. Apple shares are flat. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. The perfect Central Valley staycation. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, I've got the boys back, and then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. So, there you go, here on this Monday edition. I got a couple of things. One came in over the weekend, and then another one has to do with something going on tonight, so we'll get to this stuff first. Let's see here. This came in, all right. Home Run Derby. I know you watch the Home Run Derby. It's tonight, but I can't find what channel it's on. Well, it's on Netflix. Chris, is that a channel? Or is that just something that comes up?
It's an app, a streaming service, a website.
Okay, and you have, again, to help this gentleman out, you have to sign up for it in advance, and you just can't, I'm assuming you can't sign up for it just for one thing.
You can't sign up for just one thing. No, you get everything with it. It's a subscription. There's a free trial. Yeah, if you sign up for it and it's your first time signing up, but after that they will charge you. But I guess you could just cancel it before that.
So you could, in theory, because I've said before, I'm not paying for Netflix. But could this person sign up for it right now and get the Home Run Derby tonight and then cancel as soon as it's over?
Yes, you will still be charged. Well. Okay, I don't actually know if Netflix still has its free trial. If they don't, then you will have to pay for the whole month. Then after you cancel it, that's it. But you may as well just get something out of it, I guess, and watch stuff for the rest of the month. But you can indeed sign up for it and then cancel it the same day. But you'll still get charged for a whole month.
Okay, well, sir, good luck. And I don't know what the cost is for any of that stuff, but... If you do it, I'm just curious to know how much it would, although I have no intention of doing that. So, anyway.
All right, I've double-checked on Netflix's website. They no longer offer a free trial, so good luck.
Probably because a lot of people were doing that.
Bummer.
Well, okay. So how much is it worth to you, sir? That's it. It's not... I enjoy it, but again, I wouldn't pay... Is it a hassle to do that, Chris?
What, cancel it?
No, just to do all the signing up and everything.
I mean, you just need an email, a password, and that's it.
Okay. All right, well, that's more...
And obviously payment information.
Right. All right. See, I just want to turn on a TV. I don't want to... Anyway, all right, sir, it's your choice, and either way, enjoy it or not. Okay, also, let's see here. Is this on the text or nope, this is on the email. Creston Road. And this came in over the weekend. I can't believe that the city is starting this major project the week the Mid-State Fair starts. Why wouldn't they wait till after the fair? This is going to create a major problem. Well, it's not the city per se. They, you know, they've contracted out, and believe it or not, these other companies have businesses that they are, you know, doing. They just don't work here, and then just say, okay, we're going to stop and not do anything. And there's a combination of things, but also, if you think about it, this project needs to be done. Okay, so it has to start sometime, and as many of us have experienced over the last X amount of years, whatever the project, it's never a right time for any city to start any project because we all are a little inconvenienced from time to time, all right? Somehow, we live through it. And so another thing here is the fair starts. The fair opens at 4 o'clock. Most of these crews are done by 4 or 5 anyway, and maybe with the weather, maybe even earlier. And you have plenty of notice, and there's many ways to get around this. And then also, they have to, actually, I think it kind of gives the people an opportunity and some time to figure out, because if you've lived here for any amount of time, you know how to go around certain areas and so forth. And again, the fair opens at 4. It's not like it's the end of the world. It needs to get done, so deal with it. And it's been my experience and the couple of the major projects they've had here recently. I'll even go back to when the old pumpkin farm, when they were doing that out, not redoing it, but they were tearing that down and putting in the intersection there. yeah, it was a little inconvenience, but you get used to it and bam, it's over. The dog bone, was it a little inconvenient? A little bit. Not the worst thing in the world. We learned and we got around it. So, good for the cities. The other thing I was going to say is, again, this is just my experience, particularly the last couple of projects, including the dog bone and some of the work that was done on the lower part of Creston Road. At that ridiculous light there by Wayside, that's just... Anyway, I think the longest I was ever delayed was maybe 5 minutes. That was it. And I think they've done a very good job of keeping traffic going the best they can under the circumstances. So, again, let's just deal with it and be aware of it and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, on the text, you can watch the 2024 All-Star Game with an active... Well, I know the All-Star Game is different than the Home Run Derby. The All-Star Game is on Fox, and they have all these other things, right, too. But if I get... which I do have DirecTV. Okay, I'm not concerned about the All-Star Game because I get it. But this person was asking about the Home Run Derby, and that specifically and only is on Netflix, just like the NFL did on Thanksgiving. I don't know if it was a Packer game or whatever, but I think there was only one or two, not the full three games on Thanksgiving Day, because it usually starts at 9 in the morning, because I know we are the radio part. And I don't know if it was the first or second or maybe two of those games, they were on Netflix or something else that you had to pay for. But also that's where a lot of the professional sports are going. I understand that we pay for cable, but I'm talking specifically about something like Netflix, where the networks are moving away and charging you. And the best way to say no to this, other than not charging, not paying, is to encourage people not to. Because if enough people did, I think that these networks would change their tune. As I've stated before, many of these major teams in all the major sports, in some ways, not all, they are being funded with, let's just say, tax favors by us, and then we get to charge, then we get charged more if we want to watch them. Again, if Americans would say no for half a season or something like that, you would see things change drastically. Okay, on a lighter note. Chris.
What's the lighter note?
Kong.
Like King Kong?
Yeah.
What about him?
You seen the movies?
I've seen the, what was it, the 2005 King Kong, but directed by Peter Jackson, and the Godzilla Kong.
You haven't seen the Kong Skull Island?
Oh, I've seen that one, yes.
What do you think of it?
I mean, it was all right. It was okay. Cool.
All right. Now, I'm not one to watch stuff like that. However, I do have to confess, Saturday, because I saw a little glimpse of it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, it doesn't look too bad. And then, but I didn't catch the beginning. I found myself wasting time on Saturday watching Kong Skull Island to the conclusion.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Rare to hear that.
Huh?
Rare to hear that.
I know, because even Linda said, she goes, I can't believe you're watching this. And I said, yeah, I said, I know. And, guess what happened with her?
Did she also sit down and watch it after a bit?
Well, she was doing stuff there in the kitchen watch. You know, you can, the TV. And, yeah, she kind of enjoyed it, too. So now, when it comes on again, which it will, I want to make sure that I catch it from the beginning.
Okay.
All right. The movie is what it is. It's not brain surgery or anything like that, but...
But it's fun.
Yeah, it was. I'll admit it was fun, and the special effects are pretty cool. And again, I'm not usually a special effects guy. So anyway, there is hope. This is only the second time probably in my life, other than people several years ago encouraged me to watch Christmas Story, which I had no interest in watching, and now I enjoy watching the movie. So anyway, there you go. All right, the important stuff in life. There you be it. All right, so... Californians, that would be most of us, except for those of you listening in Texas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and a couple of other areas. We know that we're all filthy rich. We have so much money that we make that the government thinks that they can continue to take more because we have so much that it won't affect us at all. Now, just a couple of things here. We know that the price of gas went up a couple of cents beginning in July. To fix the roads. And we have the potential tax for SLOCOG to fix the roads. And we also have a $400 million bond to fix the school here in darn near paradise on the way. And there's more news, since, again, all of us are loaded with cash. Again, we have more money trees in California than we do have oaks in Paso Robles. Now, there is a law in California. Okay, this is a new law. Here's the headline. Misery for California shoppers as grocery bills set to spike due to new law. Mm-hmm. You could be paying even more at the checkout lines as a sweeping new state recycling measure threatens to send grocery prices soaring, with dairy manufacturers warning some businesses may be forced to shut down or even flee the Golden State. Senate Bill 54, it's in its first phase of implementation, with companies expected to receive their first bills as early as next month. Okay? The measure aims, I also think of good intentions. To reduce landfill waste by making manufacturers financially responsible for the packaging they sell after it is thrown away. So the state will charge companies impact fees on products they sell while also requiring them to phase out packaging that cannot be adequately reused, recycled, or composted. All right, so, well, the companies, well, we know that. The Department of California Finances says households will pay as much as $100, $190 more annually. The impact. And of course, the supporters of the good intentions say that these costs are outweighed by shifting the financial burden of packaging waste from taxpayers to the companies that produce it. We know the companies never pass along any tax increases they get. They always eat it. This is your brain matter up in Sacramento. Now, this SB 54 applies to most packaged consumer goods from packaged strawberries to cosmetics and aims to encourage manufacturers to develop more sustainable packaging while reducing unnecessary waste. Anyway, this is the part from the dairy manufacturers argue the legislation fails to account for the industry's unique food safety requirements. Now, although this is in effect, it is still facing multiple legal challenges. And, of course, environmental groups have filed a separate lawsuit claiming the law was weakened during the implementation, so they want more. Fewer labels, fewer guesses, and state officials hope a lot less food ending up in the trash. But at the end of the day, it's still going to cost you more at the grocery checkout line for this. So, anyway, again, I'm glad everybody has so much money. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. That was the connection.
You're fine.
Okay, good. I don't like to start. So just real quick, a couple things. Back in the 70s, my brother and I went down and at the Fox Theater there in Spring Street and watched the King Kong movie with, I can't remember the guy's name, but it was in the 70s. So, and that was I thought that was a pretty cool movie back then. So you might want to look at that one and broaden your horizon, see if you like that one as well. Jeff Bridges, that's who it was, Jeff Bridges.
All right, but one of the things about that, and again, since I haven't seen it, but I'm just guessing that the effects are a lot different now. You know, it's one of the reasons I get a kick out of watching the old Dracula movies because the effects are so funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
to compare the ones from the 70s to now, I mean, it's night and day. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You called.
I was going to say, it's only because, I mean, that was one of the, you know, instead of the black and white one that they came out originally, this one was color. Yeah, they had some kind of cheesy parts too, but I mean, it was, they did a pretty good job.
All right. Can you remember off the top of your head some kind of movie, different genre that you wouldn't necessarily be attracted to that you just happened upon and you say, and you sat down and you watched it?
Back when, the movie Jason came out, you know, the Friday the 13th, stuff like that. That was, at first, it was good, but then they just kept going and going and going, you know. And then Terminator, you know, you take a good thing and you just keep going and going. And Jurassic Park, for God's sake.
See, all that Terminator stuff, I've never watched any of those. Jurassic Park, I watched the first one. I didn't watch the second one, but there are just some movies that, you know, I think it's your point is leave it alone. It's done. It was great. Don't do any more.
Exactly. You're right. The first Jurassic Park was fascinating. They did a great job with that, with the CGI and all the other things like that. And then the second movie was kind of, but they just keep, I mean, we know the storyline. The storyline is the dinosaurs, and they come after the people, and then it's the same thing. You know, Star Wars, they took a couple of good movies, and they ruined it. You know, these sideline stories and all these other things. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but don't some of those continue to do well at the box store, at the box office?
They do for the younger kids, yeah, but if you watch... You get the original Star Wars movie, the first one, you put it back out in the theater again like they did, and you see a ton of people bringing their kids, their grandkids, you know what I mean? That's got some special meaning for families as well. But, you know, some of the newer stuff, you know, with all the CGI and fakery and I mean, it's just, it's over the top. You know, then they start getting into the wokeism and stuff like that.
All right, I'm going to bring Chris in here. Chris, you're a young buck. What movie should they stop making?
At what movie or like?
Yeah, you know, any of the stuff, you know, part two, part three, part four, whatever, or they rename it.
Well, Star Wars probably should have stopped after the original trilogy. I don't mind the prequel trilogy all that much, but the sequel trilogy with episode 7 and onwards definitely should never have existed. So I'm with them on that.
Okay.
I agree.
Now, I've never seen anything other than the original Rocky.
I mean, that's a storyline. I mean, there's, you know, it was good. I mean, it's like Rambo. You know, there's got to be some point in time where it's just got to stop, you know. You take a good thing and you think, okay, well, I captured the box office once. I'm going to really nail it this time. And it's like, you know, you should have stopped at 2 or 3, you know. But just as a quick note before you go, Blacklight, back when Blacklight was just coming out, I had a Blacklight King Kong poster that I thought was pretty cool.
I've never heard of that.
Now, don't judge.
Well, but what was significant about it?
Just the way that the highlights would, the airplanes that were firing at them, and just the colors.
Oh, okay. All right, I got that. Okay, well, again, that's why we all have different tastes.
Yep. Well, you guys have a good rest of the day.
All right. Thanks. You too. Never seen Star Wars. Never seen Rambo. Never seen Terminator. Any of that stuff. And I probably won't. But maybe I broke the mold with this King Kong thing. I don't know.
If you watch Terminator, just watch 1 and 2 and call it there.
Who is that? That's Arnold?
Yeah, that is Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator.
Okay, he's saving the world?
No, not in the first one.
Is he a good guy?
Not in the first one.
Oh, so it is a real play. Well, I mean, it's Hollywood, but this is not like outer space or anything?
This is indeed planet Earth.
Okay. All right, that's maybe all I need to know. I don't know, but... All right, let's see here. Speaking of movies, it just so happens, because of things that happened this weekend and our little hiccup in the weather yesterday, we do have trivia, and it is a movie question.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Phase 2 of the Creston Road construction project will begin today from Nibbick Road to just past Orchard Drive. Starting today for construction of the roundabout at Rolling Hills, Rolling Hills Road will be closed to through traffic from Creston to Golden Hill. Creston Road is expected to remain open for the full duration of Phase 2, with some traffic work being done through fall 2028. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6. On tomorrow's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. On council's public hearings is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at 5905 East Mall at the Atascadero Senior Center. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Initial reports from the medical examiner's office in D.C. say Senator Lindsey Graham likely died from a ruptured aorta.
The condition is due to a clogging or hardening of the arteries. Senator Graham's office released the statement from the medical examiner, which also said a full death certificate will not be released until all testing is complete.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the senator, had just returned from a diplomatic trip to Ukraine. Tensions still high in the Middle East. Military strikes grew this weekend. weekend between the U.S. and Iran over the Strait of Hormuz. State Department spokesman Tommy Pigott telling Fox, our Gulf allies stand with us.
We saw our Gulf allies and partners rejecting the idea that any country can charge tolls or fees for transit through an international waterway like the Strait of Hormuz.
U.S. says the latest round of strikes have ended. America's listening to Fox News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Red Sox won their 9th game in a row, nipping the Mets 3-2 in 10 innings to wrap up a 9-0 road trip for interim manager Chad Tracy.
You start the road trip, the mindset's like, let's try to go win 3 series, you know, and at least put ourselves within a couple of games or a few games if we can. That's the mindset, and we won all 9, so I'm so proud of them.
White Sox scored 6 times in the first inning and handed the A's their 9th consecutive loss, 9-1. Pirates hung up a 10 spot in the 4th and barreled over the Brewers, 14-5. Philly shut out the Tigers, 5-0. Zach Wheeler in the hubcaps with a 2-hitter. He struck out 10. Mariners snapped a 5-game slide with a win over the Rays. Rangers shaded the Astros on Brandon Nimmo's walk-off RBI single. Cubs clubbed the Reds. Alex Bregman with the big stick, a homer and 4 RBI. Diamondbacks completed a sweep of the first-place Dodgers in L.A. despite a leadoff homer from Shohei Ohtani, his 9th this year. Ohtani will be skipping the All-Star game to have his left knee drained. Yankees up into the Nationals. New York trailed in each game of the series after 7 innings and came back to win all 3. Victories for the Guardians, Orioles, Twins, Braves, Giants, and Padres. And so the All-Star break is upon us with the game tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Hometown ace Christopher Sanchez starts for the NL while Toronto's Dylan Cease gets the AL honors. The amateur draft was held Saturday and Sunday. The White Sox took UCLA shortstop Rock Kalowski, number 1 overall, and the Dodgers selected Illinois pitcher Zach Bates with the 613th and final pick. Tonight, it's the Home Run Derby. Wimbledon Men's Championship on Sunday. Top seed Jannik Sinner defeated number 2 Alex Zverev in 4 sets for his 2nd straight Wimbledon crown and 5th Grand Slam title in all. Saturday's women's title match went to Linda Noskova. That makes her the 10th different women's champion since 2016. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. Just about 7 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice KPRL.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, sunshine, lots of it. And feels a little icky or humid out there. Highs in the mid-90s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s, and lots of sunshine. Put that in capital letters for you Tuesday with highs in the upper 90s. 103 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, cooling down in the mid-80s on Friday. Saturday the same, low 90s Sunday and low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:58 a.m., 8:20 p.m. We are at 64. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, the Right Choice, KPRL, and here we go. World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved conceal carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. That's our job, our responsibility. Being a good friend or a good neighbor, whatever you want to call it. Okay, Chris, you're back on track today. And let's see what you're made of.
Let's see.
Okay, now, I came across this site, and it's called Dumb Laws. But I've done a little bit of research on some of these dumb laws, and they were not necessarily laws, so I don't know how they made the list. But let's just pretend they are, okay?
All right.
Okay. So, in, for example, in Blythe, California, you are not permitted to wear cowboy boots unless you have at least how many cows?
At least three.
That's a good guess. Okay, so you are not permitted to wear cowboy boots unless you have at least two cows. Okay?
So close. So close.
So if you're thinking about buying or living in Blythe and wearing cowboy boots, make sure you have at least two cows there. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by the good folks at Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, here we go. Trivia. Yes, indeed. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, according to this, now Americans do not necessarily agree on just one of the favorite, but there are two movies that come up most of the time when Americans are asked what is their favorite Clint Eastwood movie. So if you get, you know, either one. So according to this, the top two Clint Eastwood movies, you only need to give me one. That keeps coming up. But it's a difficult question to ask Americans because of the amount of movies he has done. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, here we go. To the phone line. Hi, good morning. So you feel lucky, huh? Yep, Dirty Harry and another one come in, you know, together most of the time when Americans are asked. Would that be your favorite? We're having a hard time, sir. You're breaking up. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, may I have your name, please?
George Sanderson.
George, so again, we didn't hear it. Is Dirty Harry, would that be your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other, you know, two or three that you can think off the top of your head?
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
All right. Now, that is on the list in the five. I'll give you the two that come up the most. Obviously, Dirty Harry, and the other one is Unforgiven.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too. That is.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if I could pick my favorite per se, though. It made it just, you know, whichever one is on, basically. That's kind of the way I am with him, because I love Pale Rider.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I like pretty much all of his movies.
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Yep, that's another good one.
You know, the ones that, again, I think many of us would watch are those cornball ones with Sandra Locke from the late 70s, Every Which Way But Loose, and you know, remember those?
Yeah, I do remember those.
Yeah, those are, okay. You know, I can't put those up against, though, Unforgiven or Dirty Harry, though.
No, what was the one where he went across the border to bring that kid back?
Oh.
He was a drug runner or something.
Oh. I can't remember. All right, sir. George, we're out of time. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has released the results of its 4th of July operational and enforcement efforts for the holiday. Cal Fire says they issued 5 criminal citations after responding to 26 fireworks-related incidents. North County Dance Foundation will be holding auditions for its 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, August 22nd at Class Act Dance Studio in Paso Robles, with an information meeting on August 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
From what I understand, that Gran Torino it wasn't a blockbuster, but after it came out and kind of went away, that it's gained a little bit more, acceptance. But can't go wrong with Clint. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone, located on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.